A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, this is Fred Tregaskis. Welcome to A Moment in Wine, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to Napa Valley, California. We're going to be drinking the Hess Alumni 2017 Cabernet Sauvignon. And I just have been drinking some of those wonderful wines here during my quarantine, as I've had a chance to do a little more cooking than I normally do, which I really enjoy. And of course, having good food means we need to have good wine with it too. And apparently, I'm not the only one. I get a wine business newsletter every Monday, and this morning I was reading that wine sales over the country are up 16% overall, and of course, online wine sales are up 300%. So it's obviously a time to enjoy family, enjoy good food, and of course, good wine. So I'll toast to that. In any case, I've poured some of this Hess Alumni Napa Valley cab in the glass, and it's just inky purple, opaque. It's obviously a concentrated grape. I swirl it, and there's lots of legs dripping down the sides of the glass, showing maybe it has a little bit more than average alcohol. But boy, the nose is spectacular. I'm getting a little blackberry, vanilla, maybe a little lavender in this nose. Really nice, really luscious. I can just can't wait to. My mouth is all full of saliva. I'm just anticipating what it's going to taste like. Oh, plush, big fruit, but a wonderful kind of earthy, dirty, in a good way, dense fruitiness, a lot of black cherry plums, and just a wonderful kind of plush mouthfeel with these tannins balancing all that fruit. Just a blind tasting, I would say, hey, this is a Napa cab. This is a quintessential Napa cab, but still approachable. It isn't as edgy and dark and brooding as some of those cabs I've had in the past. This has a brightness and a fruitiness to it that is a lot of fun, I guess, for lack of a better word. But another sip here. Further in my throat. Those tannins are really showing themselves, and minerality of this is wonderful, balancing all that fruit. I think that minerality is showing itself as a bittersweet chocolate. Again, that dusty earth tastes in an excellent way, and very tasty, kind of oaky, spicy spiciness on the finish. Maybe a little cloves there. Overall, wonderfully balanced. Fresh, bright cab, lots of flavor, not overwhelming. I think it's just wonderfully balanced and harmonious. And what am I going to have this with? I think I'd have this with a marinated flank steak on the grill with some roasted vegetables. That's the 2017 Hess Alumni Cabernet Sauvignon.